All right, welcome back to The High Rise, where we talk about all things MSO, data, brands, market analysis. It's a laid-back, data-backed conversation about the cannabis industry. I'm here with Emily Paxia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The High Rise.
And Matt Carnes.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Thanks for joining. So we've got a very special episode today. Today is Friday, May 14th. And Emily, you happen to be in Las Vegas for a pretty big launch of the Cookies store on, I believe it's the Vegas Strip. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's Cookies on the Strip. Very exciting.
Amazing. Amazing. So we thought we'd cover that briefly today and just kind of touch on the brand, touch on the relationship there, because I know we do cover Green Thumb GTI quite a bit on these podcasts, and there's a relationship there, with this store. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, what's going on there, Emily? What's happening on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, so the Cookies on the Strip, Cookies partnered with GTI, who had the license from their acquisition of Essence a few years ago, to set this up as a cookie store. And very excited to see how they went about on the execution of this store. You can see the pictures online if you look at, like, Burner's Twitter feed or his... Burner is the rapper that is really, he's the genesis of the Cookies brand. And one of the things that's most amazing about how Burner has built a brand is he actually started with like clothing and accessories and really launched this brand Cookies and was able to evangelize this brand broadly because it wasn't confined to the limitations of licensing of cannabis. And then he took that and then tied it in and backed it up with his strength and his genetics, which is how, you know, the name Cookies comes from the genetics that he's really kind of preserved and has been known to have best in class. And I think that that's one of the things that really drives a brand into perpetuity and into affection, is that it stands for something. So I think people are very attracted to what Burner represents as a person, his lifestyle, and his attitude towards living. And then on top of that, it's the quality of the product and the consistency of the quality of the product that I think really resonates with people. And I can't say, I mean, so we went last night, got to see a preview of the store, absolutely gorgeous, check it out. But then this morning, came back and the store was opening at first sale was going to be at 8 a.m. or first doors open at 8 a.m. this morning. And we got there at like 6:45 this morning, and it was hundreds of people in line. Everyone was wearing Cookies boom boxes. I'm going to send some pictures over so you can see it. But I mean, the dedication to this brand and the way people have an affinity for it, I've not seen something like this in cannabis ever before. And I think we talk as an industry a lot about brands, but this is a brand that's truly figured out how to tie all of the pieces together to create that connectivity. So it was amazing. I mean, the excitement. And Burner came. Anyway, I'd love for you guys to weigh in. I can tell you more of the fun things that happened at the opening, but
speaking of branding, incidentally, I saw, I guess it was maybe like 6 weeks ago, walking around the city, a guy with a Cookies t-shirt, which I thought was, I gave it a double take because it's like, what? it's not out here yet. But interestingly also is that Cookies is also making a segue into the international market with their alliance with InnerCure, an Israeli medical marijuana company. So they're, sort of setting the tone for, a global brand, it seems, early on, one of the first. So I think that's really compelling and really interesting.
Yeah, it is a very interesting way to build a brand because you can get around the limitations of this fragmented market with things like a clothing line and having a personality like Burner that's out there, attracting a lot of attention around Cookies and hyping it up. And I think the boom boxes you mentioned, Emily, are a great example, right? If people are doing that, customizing that stuff, and then taking that to the retail stores, the dispensaries, and medical markets, as they open up, I think it is clever, and you can connect the dots between the two brands. I too have seen clothing. Cookies has done stuff here. I'm in Seattle, Washington, and there's been some Cookies presence, whether it's dispensaries or glass kind of stores and stuff. The brand has been here for sure, but I also see it in kind of like mainstream malls, just like kids wearing the clothes. So it is an interesting strategy. And then that's a great point about, what's going on in Israel. I believe their shop is in Tel Aviv, or at least one of their shops. And, you got one there, and then you got one on the Las Vegas Strip. I know they've got, big flagship in Oklahoma. So they're kind of in a lot of places. And in this industry where it is really hard, unless you're, an MSO and you have, significant financial backing. Even for MSOs, I think it's hard to get that kind of footprint and that kind of scale quickly. So kind of licensing this cookies brand out or doing these kind of structures where in Las Vegas with GTI specifically in this example, using someone who has a retail license but bringing the GTI or the cookies brand instead of like Rise or the other GTI brands that they may have used, it's a pretty interesting strategy. So what do you think about like the other MSOs? Do we think, or is this going to be something? Is cookies kind of like the one and only that can get away with this, or should other people be doing this and trying to get their brand on top of these licenses and markets?
I mean, I think you have to really, it's not easy to build brands, and we've seen how this goes. And when you even see outside of the cannabis industry with just traditional consumer packaged goods, you have to work really hard to build something that creates that level of enthusiasm where people camp out for 2 nights to be the first one in line so they can shake Burner's hand and do this whole thing. And I think it's one of the reasons we haven't seen many of the other celebrity brands have as much of an impact is because it's like, bring in, we have an idea, and then let's just plug a celebrity into it to go versus having it being born out of something that's really connected to the celebrity. And this relationship with GTI, I think people are starting to get to know the CEO of GTI, Ben Kovler, a little better. He plays really fun music before his earnings calls. He's on Twitter all the time, kind of sharing a bit more about his personality. I think there have been people who've come into the industry who've been like, I'm going to make money on this, but I never touched the stuff. Ben Kovler is not like that. He's a true enthusiast about the category, and I feel like that's where this really actually, the person he's as a CEO of a company, he's as excited about the opening of this as all the people waiting in line. And I think that that is the kind of thing you can't fake, and I think that's what really, reaches through from a brand and connects with people. So I think in this particular relationship between an MSO and cookies, it's like really the synchronicity is there.
Yeah, I completely agree, and he's very charismatic, and yeah, I mean, I think what you see is what you get, and it's going to be interesting because it would not surprise me. I'm sure wouldn't surprise me that they're already talking about kind of coming here to New York. Well, actually, I'm in Connecticut right now, but probably Connecticut as well. But to have some type of footprint with Cookies and GTI as GTI expands in New York. Maybe the guy with the t-shirt was a foreshadowing of that to happen.
He's scouting locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. And one last thing I'll say about cookies, beyond like the clothing line and kind of the Burner brand, they're very passionate about genetics. From way back in the beginning, I think the cookies genetics of flowers, kind of where they hung their hat. And I think that,
Yeah.
Also is brand unto itself, right? You have brands within brands as people are looking for these specific genetics. I'm just looking at, some headset data here, and Gary Payton in California, Gary Payton is their top selling strain. And, Gary Payton is a collab between Cookies and Powers Genetics and named after the NBA Hall of Famer. And it's just, you get these brands around these strains and people start talking about, like, have you tried Gary Payton? It's like, no, I haven't. Well, where do you get it? Well, at the cookie stores, and it kind of creates this nice virtuous cycle, right? Bringing consumers in. So I think they've been doing a good job with that, and I think this launch is pretty exciting. Being on the strip as things are just kind of starting to open up again. We're looking at a future post-pandemic. It's great timing, and I'm excited to get out there myself.
Yeah, it's really a cool experience. So.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Emily and Matt. This is a quick one. We just wanted to kind of cover this special topic. This week, there was quite a bit of news from the MSOs, a lot of earnings, a lot of big announcements, even some progress on the legalization front. So we're going to dive a bit into that, Monday. So watch for a normal length episode coming Monday, and we'll see you guys there. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Take care.
Thanks.